I believe that the children did very well with their play. I think they should be applauded for it. All the hard work paid off. As you heard, my name is Gangadin, and that's not a joke. It's my real name. Gangadin Hanu, and I come from South America, Suriname. I came to this country 5 years ago. And when I came, I couldn't understand you people. And recently I heard they couldn't understand me. So we are equal. No problem with that. I hope that you will be able to understand me. My accent is still different than yours. But nevertheless, I try to speak English to you. It's a joy and privilege for me and my wife and daughter to be here with you this morning. I have been to this church about 5 years ago when our church, the Trinity Road Chapel, had a camp here, church holiday at the Oswestry School with Ken Patterson. And some of us visited this church on a Sunday morning. I cannot recognize any of you, but I remember being here in this church about 5 years ago. I have been asked to speak on your Sunday school anniversary, and I'm very happy to be here today because I have no knowledge about Sunday school, because I grew up in a country where my parents were living as a Hindu, and I don't know whether you know the religion called Hinduism. Most people who come from India are Hindus. They worship many, many gods, and some of their gods are made with hands, like idols, puppets. They sometimes worship trees and river. Ganges River, you have heard. My name comes from that river, has some association with that river. The river Ganges is called the Holy River of India. So I have no knowledge about Sunday school, because when I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, I was 21 years of age, quite old. But I'm happy to hear that many of you youngsters have the privilege and opportunity to attend Sunday school at a very, very early age in this country. But it's sad to say that many, many children don't think Sunday school is very important today, because they teach all those religious mumbo-jumbo over there. They talk about somebody who walked on the water, Jesus Christ, or like what you have seen, somebody imprisoned with chains and fetters and all kind of things, bound and still got free. Those things are not to be believed. Those are things that is kind of story. But is it really true? There are many, many people, even adults, don't believe those things anymore. It has no value anymore to them. And they think, oh, those things I don't have to believe anymore. We live in the world of science today. Everything has to be proven by science. But that's not my point today. I want to speak mostly about children and a little words to their parents. Some of you have read this story about Jesus feeding 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Or 2 fish. You saw, no, what does this have to do with us? There's a very important figure in this story that I want to bring forth. And this is the story of this little boy who brought this lunch with him. We are celebrating the anniversary of Sunday school today, which is about 112 years of age, as it were. I don't know how old this boy was, let's say maybe 10 or 12 years of age, far from being 100 years old. But he was a boy who was prepared before he left home. He didn't go to this place where Jesus was holding a meeting. He heard that somebody very, very special coming to speak in town, perhaps. A greatest speaker that ever lived was coming to give a speech, to tell people about God and about heaven. And this boy made himself ready that he was not going to miss anything. He was not going to miss at all. So he made something ready to go. He took his lunch with him. 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. He took along with him to go to attend this special meeting where Jesus Christ was going to speak. Now what does this say of anything about the boy? Does it? Do you think that it was very, very important for him to take the lunch? I believe so, because as far as this story is concerned, no one else took anything with them. Although there were approximately 5,000 people, they went in a hurry to listen to Jesus Christ. They didn't even care to take anything with them. This was a boy who took some lunch with him, because he said he was not going to miss anything. He wouldn't have to come back home and eat and then go again. He wanted to hear every word that Jesus Christ had to say to the crowd. So he tied up his lunch, 5 small loaves of barley and 2 small fish, according to the Bible. And off he went. Without knowing that his small lunch gonna become a blessing, when touched by the Lord Jesus Christ's hand, it's gonna multiply and feed not only him, but 5,000 other people. I want to bring forth 3 things about this little boy, which you young people may think about it. This boy had 3 things in common with him. I want to use biblical words for it. First thing, this boy was spiritually minded boy, meaning that he was thinking about spiritual things. He didn't want to miss anything that Jesus Christ had to say. He was prepared, he was ready. I'm sure he was thinking about whole night that I'm going to attend this service where Jesus Christ is going to speak. So he was spiritually minded. He was really thinking about spiritual things. I don't know in those days whether they had fun fair or not. Like many young people today, instead of going to spiritual things, they want to go to fun fair. Or go to a Sunday market or somewhere else where the fun is. But this boy didn't think of that. I'm sure they must have had some kind of things in those days where children used to go and entertain themselves. But this boy didn't think of that. He was drawn to the Lord Jesus Christ because he was spiritually hungry. He wanted to listen something about God, something about heaven, something about the Father in heaven and so forth. So he was hungry for spiritual things. I don't know how many children today are really hungry for spiritual things. You come to church once a week, that is fine. But what about whole week, whole month? Are you thinking about spiritual things as young people? When I see what is going on among young people today, I'm devastated. I'm frightened, I'm disappointed. Because majority of young people have no desire to do anything spiritual in their lives or with their lives. Today's young people get involved with drugs, with drinking, with gambling, with wrongdoings, with sin, all kind of things. Young children as 10 years of age, 12 years of age become alcoholics. Because they have no desire to follow God, no desire for spiritual things. No mind for spiritual things. But here is a boy who prepared himself to attend the service where Jesus Christ was going to be. To listen to him. Because he wanted to do something spiritually with his life. If you look on the television on Sunday morning, Saturday morning, what the young people are doing, everything they're doing is rubbish on the television. They are giving quiz, like guessing who is married to who, which star got divorced last year, and which program came first this year, and so forth. And many young people write all those answers and get first prize. But one simple biblical question, when asked, they cannot answer. They cannot answer those questions. It is sad with the young people today. not only in this country, but all over the world. They have used their minds for worldly things. But very few young people today are seeking for spiritual things. But this little boy was a spiritually minded young fellow, whether he was 10 or 12 or even younger. But he wanted to do something with his life. He wanted to attend that place where Jesus Christ was going to be. Are you looking forward every Sunday to be here as a young person? Or as adult, as a matter of fact? Or are you thinking this is my duty, and as soon as 1 hour is gone, I'm going to run away from it and spend the rest of my day doing whatever I want? For many young people today, spiritual things are being forced upon them. It's not a spontaneous thing in them. People have to force them into it. But this boy, I don't hear anywhere or don't read anywhere that he was forced by his parents to attend this meeting. But still, he took bread and fish and attended. The second thing this boy had in common, not only that he was spiritually minded, he was physically minded. Meaning that he wanted to take his lunch with him. Nothing would do it without the lunch. There are many young people who cannot do anything without food. Isn't it? You love your food. You have to have your ham sandwich or your egg sandwich or your tuna sandwich with you. Without that, you wouldn't want to go anywhere. I know I have a nephew back home in South America. Food is his favorite subject. I don't know where he puts all those things. He keeps eating. He wouldn't want to leave home without food. If you want to send him somewhere, you have to bribe him with food. Otherwise, he wouldn't go. This boy was not only as far as food is concerned, but he was thinking now, if I'm going to listen to the Lord Jesus Christ, because those meetings went on and on and on, he wanted to have something so that he could feed himself over there without having to lose that meeting, without having to come back home. So he took food with him. He was physically minded. He wanted to take care of his body properly. And what kind of food he had? He didn't have chocolate with him, or Mars bar, whatever it is. He had solid food. Bread and fish. Those were solid food in those days. People, this was main staple for people. Bread and fish. So he made sure that he had proper food with him. There are many young people today, they don't care for proper food. As long as they have drinks, as long as they have drugs, as long as they have other things which are not good for the body. But this boy took proper food with him. He was spiritually minded young fellow. He was physically minded. The Bible says that our body, whether we are young or old, is a temple for God. But many times we use our body for wrong purposes. There are many, many adults today who have become enslaved to drugs, to liquor, and to illicit relations, whereby body is desecrated. But this boy cared. He wanted to have enough food so that he didn't have to suffer hunger. Thirdly, this boy, above all, was a missionary-minded fellow. Now, we have been talking about mission. You had to play about missionaries. And you say, what this boy did with bringing food to those people, missionary-minded? What is missionary-minded? Meaning that he was concerned about other people. The Bible says five small barley loaves. I don't know how small those barley loaves were. But from my Greek dictionary, those loaves could not have been like a small raisin bun. Could not have been. Some of those breads, the loaves that people made in those days, they were as big like Irish bun. Big one. More than a pound. And this boy, I am sure, could not eat by himself all five loaves of bread. Maybe two fish, yes. But not five loaves. I don't know whether he had friends or whatever, but he made sure that he had enough and perhaps share with somebody else. Many times when we go to picnic, we take some extra food with us. In our church in London, we have, once a month, what we call fellowship lunch. And we are all asked to bring some extra food in case there were somebody who didn't bring any food, so we could share our food with them. And I'm sure this boy had the same in mind. It doesn't say whether they have friends or no friends, but he took some extra food with him. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He was thinking about somebody else. He wanted to share his food with somebody else. That is what missionary work is. Missionary work is not that what you get out of it, but what you give. Once you become a missionary means giving up certain things, giving up your privileges, giving your comfortable life. There are many missionaries from this country working in Africa, in India and other parts of the world, where they are living in remote situation, having left the luxury of British life or American life or any other comfortable life, and gone into the jungle of these countries where there are mosquitoes, no proper water, no proper food, but they have given up certain privileges, certain comfort, and become missionary. When those disciples asked this boy to share his food, he did not refuse. He said, "These are my bread, it's for myself. No, I'm not going to share it." I think he gave it joyfully. And any young people who has learned to share his thing with others know what it means to be blessed. And any boy and girl who is stingy with his food or with anything that he has, doesn't want to share. And children are most of the time, "It's my food. It's my toy. I don't want to share it." Are most unhappy because they grew up to be selfish. I remember a story of a little boy in the country of Bangladesh about 8 years ago when they had a severe flood. Many children died, many parents died, many homes were wrecked. So one Christian family with a little small child was visiting another family who had lost almost everything, and had a little girl who had been hurt in the flood and was about to die. So there's another Bangladeshi Christian visited this Muslim couple with this little child. And this Christian family had one little girl who had a doll with her. And when they went to visit this Muslim family, could see that child was dying. And that sick child, when they saw this Christian child holding a doll, wanted to have that doll. Say, "I want to have that doll." The parents didn't say anything, but this little Christian child gave her favorite doll to that other Muslim child, saying, "This is my favorite doll, and I have had it for 4 years. I don't want to give it to anybody, but because I love you, I want to give it to you." The child, this Christian child, gave this Muslim child the doll. And when she handed the doll to that other child, she even cried because it was her favorite doll. But because she loved that child and that child was dying, she wanted to give it to her. After they left, about 2 days later, the parents of that child who was dying took the doll and went back to that Christian couple. While handling the doll, with tears in her eyes, she said, "I appreciated what you did for my daughter. Here is your doll, but my child died a day ago. But you know, you gave something to my child which nobody else gave." When the child got that doll, she became so joyous, and she died with that doll in her hand. You know something? Because of that action, I want to have the same love that you have. I want to have the same God that you follow. And because of that child's generosity, this Muslim couple became a Christian. Not through the witness of the parents, but through the action of that child. Many of us parents don't teach our children to give. And because of that, many of our children grow up to become selfish, stingy, careless, with no concern, no compassion for others. But this child shared this thing gladly. So this child was spiritually minded child. He was physically minded child. And besides that, he was a missionary minded child. He was concerned for other people. He wanted other people also to have a share in the food. First he couldn't believe that how can 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish feed all these people? But there was Jesus Christ. Without any hesitation, when asked by the disciples to hand over his food to the Lord Jesus Christ, he gladly did it. He didn't know how he was going to multiply it, how he was going to use it. But in faith, he gave his food to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know the outcome. Everybody has his fill. And 12 baskets were left over. Have you ever seen bread multiply? I come from a very poor family background. We didn't have breakfast with sausage, beans, and bacon every morning like you people do. Your favorites. Or fried egg. We didn't have it. Many times we kids, when we went to school, we had just black tea with leftover rice, cooked rice in tea. Have you ever done that? It's delicious taste sometimes. But not only that, sometimes my parents cook bread, what you call chapatis over here. Or sometimes just ordinary bread. You take a bowl of tea, put milk or without milk, and you put small crumbs of bread in it. And it's demultiplied because bread becomes big, they swell. Try it. It's gooey, but it's delicious. If you eat that. That's how we used to multiply bread. But imagine 5,000 people feeding on 5 loaves of bread and 12 baskets were left over. It's tremendous. This boy, I admire this boy. No name is mentioned, but only his actions are mentioned. No age is mentioned. Nothing else is mentioned except his action and his possession. What a tremendous testimony of a boy who was prepared to take something with him. Out of these 5,000 people, nobody thought of food. Nobody thought of taking anything with him except this little boy. But there is one hidden person that we don't think about it many times. We think of this boy, his fish, his bread, and the Lord Jesus Christ. But we forget to think about the person with whom this boy was living. It doesn't mention anything. But I am sure he might have been living with somebody. Whether his mother, whether father, or with both parents, or with a guardian. And whoever he was living with saw that this boy had these necessities with him when he went to this meeting. If he had a mother who prepared this lunch for him, I praise her for it. Because she was a lady who was concerned with the well-being of her son. Son, you're going there, you're going to spend several hours, make sure that you have something to eat, like my wife. When our children go to school, make sure they have some lunch with them. Many times they don't care to eat, they bring back the lunch home. But make sure she puts something for them to take to school. She doesn't trust cafeteria food. But I praise this person, whoever made this lunch for that boy, to take it. Because she was also a spiritually concerned person. Because she wanted her boy to go to attend this meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you concerned with your child's spiritual well-being? If your child has a choice to go to the fun fair or to church meeting, where do you encourage him or her to go as a parent? I have seen many parents who would choose the latter. Oh, don't worry about church, because when you grow up, go to church, you become fanatic like other Christians are. Or enjoy the world as much as possible. When I was in Bible college, I went to preach somewhere, and one young girl, 14 years of age, wanted to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And her grandmother was sitting not very far from her. And asked her, "Lady, your granddaughter wants to become Christian. What do you think?" She said, "Brother, please don't lead her to the Lord. I want my granddaughter to enjoy the world first, before she gets entangled with spiritual things." How many parents today have the same idea that once my children become entangled with church and spiritual things, will lose the experience of the world? This is a completely wrong idea. If you are a parent with this kind of ideology, I believe this is wrong. The person who prepared the food for this boy was not only spiritually minded but physically concerned as well. She gave food, or he gave food to that boy. "I don't want you to starve there. I want you to eat and enjoy your meetings over there." And then this person was also concerned for that boy's emotional situation. Because I'm sure this person had taught this boy what sharing things are concerned. Many times when children become stingy, selfish, it is the parents' fault, because they have not taught their children to share things with others. I have seen many times parents teach their children, "Don't you ever give your thing to anybody else. Let them have their own. Don't you be so foolish to share your food with somebody else or your toy with somebody else. You're going to break it." And because of that admonition, the child grew up to be selfish. Everything that is his ought to be his. Nobody ought to touch it. So you see two characters here: the boy, the same situation, and whoever was the guardian of this boy was also concerned in these three areas. Children and parents, what are your concerns in life? Are you spiritually minded as a child? Are you concerned with your physics, with your health? Are you concerned with the need of the world as a child? You think, I'm a child, I cannot do anything. But this is a time for you to offer yourself to the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. Parents, are you concerned with your child's spiritual welfare? Do you only want them to become a mechanic, a teacher, a doctor? Or are you also concerned with spiritual well-being? What about their physical needs? Are you concerned? Are you concerned when your children use something wrong for their body? What they eat and drink, they indulge in? What about their emotional well-being? Are they taught Christian value in the homes? Are they taught obedience? Are they taught love? Are they taught compassion? If they are not taught all these things, then something is missing in your life, something missing in their life. When parents show concern with their children, then children will learn to be concerned for others. The foundation had to be put in the homes. They will not find that on the streets of London or anywhere else. The foundation ought to be laid in the homes through loving parents. But the parents themselves ought to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Without that, it's impossible to do all these things. I'm glad that you are celebrating Sunday school anniversary. But don't let this be a day of special celebration only today. Let this continue. Let this be an encouragement to each one of you here. Invite other children as well, where they can learn something about God, where they can learn about the need of the world, spiritual need of the world. Bread is not the only thing. We know that many, many things have been sent to different parts of this world from this country, Bosnia and other parts where hungry children have been fed. Tons and tons of food have been sent by secular people. They will eat and be finished even if they grow, live someday and they will die, but without knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. Along with this food supply, if somebody is sending them the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and once they are changed spiritually, that will be for eternal, forever. Because through that only, they will have eternal salvation. Not by food, or material food, physical food, but by spiritual food. I hope that you will take this as priority to teach your children as parents. The most important thing in life is to find the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And if you do not know Him, why don't you come yourself? And know what it means to become a Christian. Thank you very much.